This is the word of our Lord as we hear it in the 5th chapter of John. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. This is the word of the Lord. Three men. Three friends. Three clergymen. Three young men. Three Lutheran young clergymen. All within 100 miles of myself and my parish. Two from the LCMS, one from the ALC. The first took a shotgun into his mouth. The second, a police 38 to the side of his head. And the third, a garden hose in the back of his Volkswagen inside the car. What happened to these three friends of mine, to three brothers in the ministry, who before they had even reached the prime of their ministry, had taken their own lives? It's not a story that happened 40 years ago or 9 years ago. How about 6 and 7 years ago and 1 year ago? Are we dealing with the craft of ministry, or perhaps we ought to be talking about the calling of ministry? Tendency in any seminary very quickly can be that you discover that the ministry is merely a craft, as you would practice any other, fixing a car or some electronics or working in a chemistry lab, or whatever that may be. And to once set your mind and your heart that suddenly it is a craft to master, as I go from course to course, as I become, I guess the term is, more academic and less spiritual, I fall deeper and deeper into the pit and the mire of the craft of ministry. The one young man was a close friend of ours, was in our house often. Who would have known that in his soul lurked this demonic act? You are here because of a calling. And the calling did not begin when you decide, I'm going to be a minister. Began at your baptism. And your calling was not first to ministry, it was to confession. To profession of Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Savior of the world. You are called to be one of his confessors. First and foremost for yourself, lest if I be found one who preaches to everybody else and I myself am cast away. You are called to the calling of the ministry, which is a calling of faith first and foremost. And if we want to seek what it means for us this day, we look to whom? We look to the one who is the living word. The one who says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. That's what he said. And that's the way it is. Look at the text we read. 4 points I observe. 4 observations for your calling and mine. And don't ever think as I speak this day I address you young men alone. I talk to my brothers in the faith who are my age in their 50s. And I talk to the younger men on the faculty who are younger than I and maybe just a bit older than you. I talk to my fathers in the faculty who are older than I and who have more experience than I. But I speak to one and all that these words of our Lord mean us. Let us not just say, oh, they mean the Pharisees. I worry about them. They mean us. Search the Scriptures. For in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Point one is the word search. Well, what is that? Is that an indicative? Some Bible translators, well, that's an indicative. Aranate, that's an indicative. Oh, no, it isn't. It's an imperative. And so they go back and forth. You search the Scriptures. No, search the Scriptures. What's the difference? I take it as both. You do indeed, as my called son, search the Scriptures daily. You do. And furthermore, I'm telling you, he says, search them. Take them as both. Because they're meant for you in both ways. Searching is not a perusal. Skinning through it a little bit here, a little bit there. Searching means to immerse yourself in that dynamic living word, which is indeed the one that came out of darkness and called us into light in our baptism and made us his own for time and eternity. Search the Scriptures. Study them. Not for a class, but for your soul and your faith. Search the Scriptures. Scriptures. Scriptures are the very source and the dynamic, the wellspring of all that we are in Jesus Christ. This book is God's voice speaking to us today. Moses heard no more than we hear. We hear his voice every time we read it and study it. He speaks to us. This is his word in deed and in truth. We lack nothing. Even the word our Lord uses, he talks about the Scriptures, not that which is written. He talks about the script itself in the word that he chooses. He talks about the pages and the letters. He talks about the book and the manuscript, not just kind of thinking about what was written in it. Not the gegrimena, but the very graphe itself, the very manuscript. This is what you search. Furthermore, you think you have eternal life in them. I believe he spoke this to our Pharisaic friends with a touch of sarcasm. You indeed think you have eternal life in them. And indeed you do, because they testify of me. We have in here, in this word, the very goal for all men, for all life. And unless you are sure of the one who came to give his life as a ransom for all, who shed his blood that we might be redeemed, you are not in the calling of ministry or in the faith at all. We are called by Jesus Christ because he shed his blood for us. And the goal of your life is to have eternal life, as it is for everyone out there. And that's why you're here, to prepare to get out there and bring these people face to face with the one who gave his blood for them, to wipe away their sins and to give them a crown of eternal life. And they only find it in him and him alone. There are the points. They testify of me. He is the center. He is the centerpiece of all the word. Everything in here talks about him and what he has done for us by his crucifixion and resurrection. Now, young men and brothers and fathers, what does it mean for us? It means that we are to be daily students of the word. Not for class, but for your soul. Every day, not every other day, not once a week. every day in word and prayer. You won't grow by what you think about Christ. You grow by the word which comes to us, which is the living voice of God, in which we are to dwell daily and to make it our daily discipline. Those three young men died an awful death. I believe not because of any psychological problem at the root, but a spiritual one. For I talked to a good friend of mine, a psychiatrist, in our church where I was, and I said, Thomas, I tell you something. I think at the root of all those is a spiritual problem. And he came back, amen, George. We're called to search, to read, and to grow. And I share with you all, no matter what your age or condition in life, unless you are daily reading that word to grow in his grace, you are sliding downhill. There is none of this in the faith. There's only this. We are called to grow. Well then, take it either way. Indicative, imperative, I don't care. But listen to it. Either search the scripture or admit I am searching the scriptures daily to meet my Lord and Savior and hear his living voice. It's the only way. Your calling of ministry will be valid. And you will never wander and grope and stagger and say, where am I? What should I? Who am I? What am I going to do next? You will know because you are his. Amen. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.